You are listening to 89.9 KCRW. I'm Lisa Napoli. Art is everywhere, not just in the hallowed halls of galleries and museums. And this week, Hunter Droho-Yoska-Philp tells us about an innovative pop-up sort of art around town. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Lisa.
Okay, it's called the Los Angeles Nomadic Division. Who is behind this?
This is Shamim Momin is the director. She came out here after working at the Whitney Museum in New York. And she is an adventuresome curator who has found a way to stage exhibitions and events around town, sometimes with museums, but often in unexpected places, like this one, which is in the Farmers and Merchants Bank downtown.
That's at the intersection of 4th and Main, an area that's really been sort of the ground zero of development downtown, hasn't it?
They actually call it Gallery Row now, which is an interesting development of itself.
Mm-hmm.
And this enormous bank that was built in 1905 is cavernous and kind of stripped out entirely on the inside. So the artists in this exhibition, Painting in Place, were free to either make paintings, which they would hang on the wall. That's something that Kevin Appel did and Kim Fisher. And then other artists would sort of involve themselves directly with the architecture. Sarah Kane did the windows. Julian Hober hung a couple of paintings from the ceiling. And by the way, he also has a terrific show right now at Blum and Poe Gallery, but that's an aside.
Mm-hmm.
Alexandra Grant hung these cut-out word pictures from the ceiling like chandeliers. It's really inventive. And an artist I like very much, Analia Saban, filled actual potato sacks with russet potatoes and sort of dropped them in intervals around the building, sort of leaning against the wall or lying on the floor. So they're both relevant to the idea of painting on canvas, these sacks, and they're also relevant to painting in place because they're literally plopped right where they are in a certain place. So it's very much worth a trip.
So, but Los Angeles Nomadic Division also has other work around town right now. It's not just in this one place they go. They're nomads.
Yes, that's right. They also are responsible for these very bristly, quirky sculptures that Liz Craft has installed at the park across from the Pacific Design Center off of San Vicente. And they're particularly effective because everything around there is very sort of tidy and pristine, and they're kind of completely unexpected. Like there's a big black conical one with a huge eye at the top and some sort of pokey out sticks at the very top of it. And then they're also doing sort of a video presentation at their offices on Santa Monica Boulevard this week. So they use the city as a way to do events, exhibitions, and they then don't feel so confined by the restrictions of, say, a commercial gallery or a museum.
Smart. And in this particular case, there's a series of lunchtime talks with the artists at the Farmers and Merchants Bank.
That's right. If you go down at noon any Saturday for the rest of the month, you can hear two of the artists discuss their work and see the show. And then while you're there, you can run around to all the other galleries that have come up in that area. It's really pretty lively these days.
Make a day of it. Yes, there's lots of food down there too to enjoy. Painting in Place from the Los Angeles Nomadic Division is up through July 31st at Farmers and Merchants Bank downtown. You can read more about it on our website, kcrw.com/art talk. Thank you, Hunter.
Thank you, Lisa.